From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the entire series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of his second message, focusing on the 10th verse, With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. In this message, entitled The Importance of a Vital Prayer Life, Dr. Cairns is explaining what it means to live clean. As the second part of the text implies, there is danger involved in seeking to live clean in this unclean world. The psalmist prayed, O let me not wander from thy commandments. The Bible contains many examples of men who wandered or strayed from the obedience to God's word, many times with very disastrous consequences. Yet, the first part of the text provides the defense against losing the clean life, for the psalmist prayed, With my whole heart have I sought thee. A heart that is completely given to God will be characterized by a fear of sin. May we be more encouraged than ever to go on with God in the place of prayer. Dr. Cairns will bring the conclusion of this message shortly. First, we present a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Uncover and Confess Sin. The text is Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Here is the way of mercy for a guilty and repenting sinner. He must cease from the habit of covering sin. This is attempted by falsehood, which denies sin, by hypocrisy, which conceals it, by boasting, which justifies it, and by loud profession, which tries to make amends for it. The sinner's business is to confess and forsake. The two must go together. Confession must be honestly made to the Lord Himself, and it must include within itself acknowledgment of the wrong, sense of its evil, and abhorrence of it. We must not throw the fault upon others, nor blame circumstances, nor plead natural weakness. We must make a clean breast of it, and plead guilty to the indictment. There can be no mercy till this is done. Furthermore, we must forsake the evil. Having owned our fault, we must disown all present and future intent to abide in it. We cannot remain in rebellion and yet dwell with the king's majesty. The habit of evil must be quitted, together with all places, companions, pursuits, and books which might lead us astray. Not for confession, nor for reformation, but in connection with them we find pardon by faith in the blood of Jesus.
Filleth all the earth below.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
there's a price for going through with God. There's a price for living clean in an unclean world. It doesn't come by wishful thinking. It comes by dealing with sin in the presence of God. The psalmist knew that. But thank God there's a preciousness to it. There's nothing in the world that's worth losing this blessing. I've talked to Christians, and when they have been faced with particular temptation or some pull to get them to go astray, they've put it like this: when I think of what I've received, what I now enjoy, I wouldn't give that up for anything. You see, there's a preciousness in knowing God, a preciousness in being able to get through to God, a preciousness in seeing the shining countenance of the Lord spreading light through life's pathway, and even in the darkest passages and trials of life, there's a preciousness to that. When you've tasted that preciousness, you'll not want to give that up for any bauble or trinket that this world has to offer. And he saw the power of it, the power of meeting with God. This is inherent in what he's praying. Wherewithal shall the young man cleanse his way? Lord, I have sought thee with my whole heart. Let me not wander from thy commandments. He's saying, Lord, there's a power in meeting with God. That's where you get the power. We all need to learn this. You're not going to get power to live a holy life reading books on sanctification unless you get on your knees. You're not going to get power in any part of your life by learning a bunch of theory. Now, the theory may be all very biblical, and I am not against you reading books on sanctification if they're sensible, biblically based books. A lot of what's written in that subject's rubbish 100%, or well nigh 100%. What I'm saying to you is, this is a matter of the heart. This is a matter of faith. This is a matter of a living fellowship with a living God through a living Savior. We read in Ephesians 6 this morning about the battle and the armor, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. The hymn writer put it well: each piece put on with prayer. So you could say, stand therefore, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Having your loins girt about with truth, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Each part of the armor, put on the breastplate of righteousness, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Put on the helmet of salvation, praying always with all prayer and supplication. Take the shield of faith, praying always. So on down. Take the sword of the Spirit, praying always. No matter what you do, each piece put on with prayer. That's what it's all about. There's a power. Notice what Paul writes. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. It's not easy. Anybody, and I know that people talk, maybe they don't intend it. Lloyd Jones used to, this is one of the things he abominated, I think. He loved to abominate things, and they were usually abominable. But one of the things he would attack is this notion, people, oh, just pray about it. You know, we'll pray about it. As if prayer is the easiest thing in the world. Anybody who thinks that has never prayed. You never know. Now, there are times when praying lifts the soul right to the gates of glory, when you soar and you, that's glorious. But you never know there's a devil until you start getting through to God. You never know the darkness and the attack and the viciousness of hell until you really start doing business with God. And so, it's not easy. Watching thereunto with all perseverance. Literally, being sleepless. Sometimes that's got to be taken quite literally. Being sleepless thereunto. Now that was God's answer then. And this is God's answer now. How are we going to live clean in an unclean world? Take heed according to God's word. And then maintain a vital prayer life that is going to be seeking God constantly with God's word and God's commandments and God's gospel and God's Son in our view. Will He hear us? Will it work? Will this work for you? I don't ask you to take my word for it. Jesus said, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. The Lord said through Jeremiah in chapter 29:13, that you shall seek me and you'll find me when you search for me with all your heart. We're not playing games. We're not playing games. With all the heart. If we seek him, we'll find him. It was said of Judah, a beautiful text in 2 Chronicles 15:15, that Judah had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them. That's the story. That's the answer. The Lord gave them rest round about, and he'll do the same for us. Here we are today. We're in an unclean world. How do you live clean in an unclean world? Well, our text this morning tells you the sure defense against the danger that's posed by the uncleanness that surrounds us. The sure defense is a vital prayer life. May God teach us that. Define our lives by His commandment. Avert the danger and raise the defense as we meet with Him in the place of prayer. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. Just a moment, the meeting will be over. You'll be free to leave. One of the questions I said that never changes is the question, how shall a man be just with God? How can I be right with God? How can I be really right with God? The answer is God's way, not your way, not my way. Not church or sacrament, but Jesus Christ alone. We ask you, are you right with God? If you're not saved today, though I have been preaching to professing Christians, yet I have to say to you, if you're not saved, there's grace to save. And there's power to deliver. We'd call you to faith in Christ. come and seek the Savior. Don't go away without Christ. We'll be happy to talk with you in the things of God. And if you're a Christian, you have been wandering out of the way of God's commandments. You know it. You don't need a preacher to prove it to you. You know it. You know the darkness that it brings. It's time. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to do business with God. It's time to repent. Cry to God for restoring grace. Again, let me invite you to remain as others leave. It's my joy to help you seek the Savior. Father in heaven, bless thy word to all our hearts. Start with the preacher and move throughout the congregation. Lord, we pray, teach us what it is to live according to thy commandments. Grant us to know the power of a living faith and a living Christ to produce a joyful liberty of obedience to God. O Lord, we thank thee that liberty is liberty from sin. And there's no liberty like service for Christ. Lord, bind us to the Savior. We pray that thou wilt give repentance to those who are not saved, and saving faith. Lord, give, we pray, a broken heart to everyone who's been erring. Lord, save any of us from becoming a Saul. God, save us from that folly. Lord, we pray that thou wilt graciously move. We pray that thou wilt put the barriers up. None here will become a David or a Solomon or as bitter as Asaph. Oh God, we pray that thou wilt graciously restore our souls. Thou art our shepherd. It is thy work to restore the soul. Lord, do it, we pray. And as we live this week and in the will of God, through the rest of our lives, as we live, Lord, we confess we're in an unclean world. The filth of the world is everywhere. Lord, we ask thee in Jesus' name, give us grace to live clean, to live Christ-like lives, separate from sinners, glorifying to God. Hear our prayer. May the joy of the Lord fill our hearts. The peace of God reign within our souls. The power of the Holy Ghost inform our service that we may truly live for thee. Part us now with thy blessing and keep us, we pray, in thy fear, the beginning of all knowledge and wisdom. And grant that the beauty of the Lord our God will be upon us now and evermore. We pray, giving thee our thanks, in the name and through the merits of the precious blood of thy Son and our only Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.